Welcome back to another episode of the AY Outdoors Podcast. As always, I'm here, and I'm joined with four other people. We got Steven, Jaden, Mr. Chow, Austin, and Cole. And we all just got done hunting, and we wanted to film a little podcast, kind of go over our opening weekend here in Florida and kind of fill everybody in. So who wants to start?
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
So how long after you plant corn do the deer grow?
Around here, it takes a while, and usually it never happens. But, Steven, how was yours? First opening weekend of bow season for you?
I'm not too mad. At least I saw something.
Yeah, he did get to see a few deer. Nothing legal to shoot, so unfortunately, nobody got on the board this weekend.
I was close.
Yeah, me and Cole both were close, but
I drew back on a spike once.
Yeah.
And that's all I had spikes and decided to let it grow.
Yeah, Austin about sent that spike to Jesus and realized that it was a spike and decided against it. So, but yeah, me and Cole had a pretty decent opening day. We sat together Saturday morning, saw six deer, and then he went back that evening and saw six more. So,
yep, just going to make it happen. Walked out, but was under too much brush and behind limbs and trees and never got a shot out.
Yeah, and this was all on public land, so no trimming and all that good stuff. So, and they came in weird. We're not expecting them to come in the way they did. So,
They came in right upon us.
Yeah.
Behind us.
Right, yeah, really right behind us. But, Jaden?
I didn't even get to see any deer opening weekend. I saw about every woodpecker in the panhandle, but that's about it.
My apologies.
Yeah. Austin and Jaden hunted together, well, kind of together, Saturday morning, and then we all kind of roughed it out in the evenings. Jaden did not hunt this morning. He was moseying in at shooting lane from being out, so. But, yeah. Austin, you want to talk about your poor choice of sitting arrangements?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. That's all I've been thinking about for the past probably 2 days is you go in with a plan and it all gets busted up. And as you're sitting somewhere and, you know, you thought you put your buddy in a good place and, you know, something's bound to happen, you get alerts from your phone that in your other two spots, it's just happening.
With just the happening place.
Just you could choose if you want to shoot a doe or if you want to shoot a buck, or you know, they're just in there having family reunions and whatnot. And
chose to watch them on the cell cam.
Yeah, yep. And then that afternoon, you're like, oh, okay. Why would they be back? They've been in there eating, and it's hot, and they're probably going to go lay down. And you're sitting somewhere, and you haven't seen a thing. And once again, phone goes off and boom, they're back. Like round two, maybe dessert, I don't know.
little golden dessert.
Just a little snack.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. Well, you know, that's probably not gold. Or it could be.
Yeah, so to say the least, we all had a fairly slow but still a good opening weekend. So
today was terrible, though.
Yeah, today was bad. Nobody saw. Out of the five of us, nobody saw a deer while hunting today.
Nope. Just on the road.
I did see seven butterflies this afternoon. Monarchs, to be exact.
You didn't catch one?
No. I was in my saddle and I didn't want to push it.
Yeah. You were sitting in a rather small tree.
Yeah, I made that mistake too. I was like, oh, I'm going to wait till I can't wait anymore because it's hot. And by the time I got up in the tree, I realized within my first movement that the tree was too small.
Whole thing moved.
Whole move, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
my excitement for today was having a boxing match with a hummingbird. Literally. The thing landed on my ear.
Oh, I had a thing.
That's pretty cool.
I had a hummingbird this afternoon.
And he went leaving
me alone. Yesterday morning.
Just
right in front of my face.
Dang.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You sure won a bug?
I'm telling you, it was a hummingbird.
He's a lie.
You know when you hear a hummingbird flying on you.
Dude, I've heard them big bugs.
Sounds like a Chinook helicopter landing. Yeah, I think it was in my ear, just buzzing.
I had a couple skeeters get in my ear, and that's a terrible sound.
Yeah, I got to eat up this evening. So to put it in perspective, the mornings have been, what, high 50s, low 60s
yeah.
yesterday and today. And the evening sits start out at about 87.
90.
Yeah. 90, 91 heat index. And sun's you're pouring sweat, sun beating down on you. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
But.
Starting Friday, it's supposed to get a, like a.
Stay kind of mild. And
yeah, but cool. I mean, the mornings are warmer than what they are, but the afternoons are way cooler than
that. Yeah.
So it's supposed to say cool, like, all day?
Next mm-hmm. week.
Well, I just took off the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because it's the third day of a cold front, and then took off the entire week of Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I'll be doing some hunting.
No taking off for me. I got other stuff I'm thinking to take off for, but.
Yeah, Mr. Chow is expecting a mini chow.
Mrs. Chow.
Yeah. So. Congrats on that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
First time papa. So, you excited?
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah.
And nervous, I'm sure. A little bit.
A little bit.
But.
Yeah. McKinney's doing good. She's she don't ever complain. Everything's going good with her, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We better be in a tree in 2 weeks.
Wow. 2 weeks.
Cold front coming through. The end of the cold front.
I might take off.
I retract my last statement.
Highs in the low 70s, lows in the mid 40s.
We'll be camping.
Yep.
That sounds like a camping weekend.
Sounds like a camping weekend.
Jared, I heard a couple wood ducks right as night fell out of that stand.
Wait, behind the house?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, that must be in that pond back there, huh?
Yeah, they're probably back there in, yeah.
Yeah.
That pond.
Heard them yipping.
Huh.
Can you recreate the sound?
Nope.
I've heard them wood ducks like them deer corn. You know, it's made for deer. And them ducks like to get in there and eat it, too.
You know what I've heard?
You got to shoot them off of it, I guess.
That corn's for the deer.
Yeah, I'll shoot any
duck. I can't help if the ducks is in there eating it.
I'll shoot any duck that tries to eat the deer's corn.
Yeah. Survival at its fittest.
Yeah, no, we do not bait ducks for anybody that was getting curious there.
That was a joke.
Yeah, we were joking.
I ain't. I can't call them. I can't tell what they look like from the sky. I don't even hum.
No.
Might as well just feed them.
What, if you went once? You went once?
Yeah, we went last year one time, woke up 2 o'clock in the morning, got out there.
Didn't see a bird.
The best part of the whole thing was the race, which wasn't much of a race, but, you know, super cold. We get all the way out there, and then.
I beat him, so.
Yeah. He beat me because he knew where we were. It was his spot. Of course he beat me. But, I don't know. I mean, we get all the way out there, and it's like, now we wait. I'm thinking, for what? So I ate all my snacks in 10 minutes, and we saw one duck, and that was about it.
Yeah, it was not great.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we didn't even get breakfast after that.
We did?
I don't remember going anywhere.
I don't know.
Normally we always stopped at the Waffle House.
I think we went to Waffle House. You went somewhere else. You might have went home.
It was me and Justin.
You might have went home because I think he rode with
you. There ain't no way I'm turning that down.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
I think Justin had something to go do, and you had to go drop him off, and you went home.
It's a Waffle Home.
Yeah. I make that house a home.
That's something about Waffle House, dude. Always good. Yeah. I ain't never had a bad meal.
I don't know.
I have had hair in my stuff at Waffle House.
I would argue.
That's what you expect.
Still good, though.
I would
still eat it.
I would argue that Waffle House is not great, but it's good and it's consistent. I've never went to a Waffle House and been like, whoa, this is way different than the last one I ate at.
Well, it's always what you expect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A greasy bowl of
when you
something.
When you go to a fancy restaurant, you expect it to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah. And when it's not, you're like, oh, that's a letdown.
When it's mediocre, like Waffle House, then you're mad.
That hair in your food is just complimentary false when you're done.
Oh.
What?
No,
what did
sir.
He say? Absolutely.
What
not.
Did he say?
But the thing about Waffle House is good any time of day.
Oh, yeah.
I like waffle.
What?
That's it?
Just the waffle?
Yeah, that's all I get. It's a waffle and some bacon or sausage.
Mm. You're skinny, so one day you'll grow into a man. You'll get you an all-star.
Yeah.
Double hash brown.
Get your all-star special. Triple hash brown.
With gravy. That's they. You must have some late nights you have it with the gravy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you only put gravy on stuff besides biscuits when it's been a rough one. You're feeling it. But, yeah, no, I don't know how much duck hunting I'll do this year, but.
You bought me waders. I thought we were going to go.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go, but I need Jaden to take us to Illinois with him.
We're killing limits out of the blind.
We need to go somewhere where there's going to be some ducks.
Ducks?
It ain't around here.
And we need to go somewhere with some deer.
It ain't anywhere unless it starts getting cold up north.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a place I know of.
Called a refuge and we can't do it.
But we're going to make it quick.
We cannot go to Twin Hills Park and shoot ducks.
Y'all want to kill them.
Come down and just wolves.
Risk, reward. It should be everybody's motto throughout life. If it's, you know.
There's definitely going to be
some
geese.
I don't know if the
there.
Reward
is
of those
the
are.
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
I'm all for eating ducks, but I'm not eating ducks out of the Twin Hills Park.
No, absolutely
no. I ain't eating them things.
He's just the squeeze.
Yeah. Like I said, them geese that fly in there, that might be one thing.
Y'all eat wild turkeys?
Yeah.
That's the nastiest animal you can eat.
Wild
they
turkeys
taste
not
great.
Great.
I mean, I eat them. You a lie. You ain't never had it made the right way.
Probably not, because I've
I'm
always
been a big turkey
it,
fan, to be honest with you.
Turkeys taste like they never taste water in their life.
Cole says he's not a big turkey fan. Cole, at Thanksgiving last year, who made the best turkey you ever had?
He ain't had mine yet. Mm.
Yours is Papaw's.
I don't know if I ate that one.
Mine is mine.
Papaw's?
I usually don't eat when I go over there. I will this year, though. So if you make a turkey, I'll try it.
I hope so, because I got to make two of them. I didn't even get into turkey last year. That's how fast it went.
Dang. We've got to where we don't even cook a whole turkey no more, because half the people
just
in our family don't eat. Yeah, they don't eat the dark meat, so we just cook two breasts that are butterflied.
I ain't going to lie. This year, you might just get turkey lunch meat. Inflation's crazy.
Hell, even not this much.
Yeah.
Not at our house. We had, like, I think three turkeys last year.
Mm. Three or four.
Well, you know, not everybody can have three turkeys.
Yeah.
Mom, we may not do a fried one.
Heck no, we got to do a fried one.
That's the best one, I think.
Yeah. I don't like the infrared one. That's my least favorite.
Is that like the oldest cooker?
Yeah. Yeah, you just
you
put
don't
it
like
in
it? I've heard they're good like that.
I mean, it's not bad, but I
it
just,
ain't the same.
It doesn't
as that
have
peanut
the flavor
oil.
Like a peanut oil fried or a good smoked turkey or nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We smoke all of ours. So
I smoked one. That's what I did last year. I
but see,
one.
Like that's the thing is, like even Jaden just made a comment about how dry they are. You know, it's like they ain't ever seen water in their life. But
you want me to tell you how to make them not dry?
Inject them.
There's more to the injection. I do that too.
We brine ours and
brine
inject
it,
them.
Brine it. A whole 24 hours for you.
Oh, yeah.
And salt.
Dad does.
I think we do salt water, and then we'll do one. Sometimes it's like a citrus, so it's just water, like ice water with a bunch of orange and
oranges,
lemon slices.
Yeah. They actually make, Kinders makes a brine kit.
Yep.
That's what I use, and it turned out great.
Mm. I saw that. I wanted to try one.
Yeah. It's like super simple. Throw it in a cooler with a little bit of ice in there. The brine all goes in a bag. You throw the turkey in the bag.
Yeah.
Obviously, get your giblets out of there. Ain't nobody want none of that.
Nope.
And then I spatchcock the turkey.
Yeah.
Split it right down the back.
You do what to that turkey?
Hey, don't judge, feller. Don't judge. Laugh all you want to. Come
James
over there off Robinson Road on Thanksgiving. Come get you a plate.
I won't even be here.
Where you going to be?
I'll be highballing ducks.
Highballing ducks? What does
call,
that mean?
Calling at them.
Well, I done told you. I didn't know nothing about all that. Yeah.
Forgot my lanyard.
Competition style.
Competition style?
Yeah.
Is that just by mouth?
Have a call.
Oh. You need to watch some competition duck calls.
Well, can you get them to stop like deer? You hear them like, meow.
Yeah.
They stop in the air?
Yeah.
Throw the wings out?
Just flash your headlights.
Turn on your headlamp to strobe mode. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
What's y'all's favorite Thanksgiving
dish?
Besides the turkey or the ham, like, what's your favorite dish?
Green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing.
Dressing, yeah. Like, really, my favorite dishes is whenever you're dressing and your green bean casserole, kind of like while you're making your plate, they kind of mix.
So, like the scoop with a little bit of both, like a half and half.
Yeah, but like once you get on your plate, you have like this little concoction that's about an inch and a half wide. That's where the magic happens.
Jared don't like his food touching.
Give me them deviled eggs. I want all of them.
Hey, the deviled eggs, that's a good one too.
Yeah. I think mine's got to be dressing, which my mom makes. Cornbread. Some top-notch dressing.
Cornbread dressing?
It's got cornbread and sliced bread in it. So she mixes it. She does both. It's my grandmother's recipe, and it is phenomenal. And then she uses, like, a gallon of chicken broth. It's not that much, but it's a lot. Like, it's not dry dressing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then she also makes a sweet potato casserole that is
phenomenal. I'm not a big sweet potato fan. I'll eat a sweet potato pie. Yeah. But
there's the door.
What?
I ain't eating no sweet potato.
That sweet potato casserole is good because half of it is like brown
candy.
Sugar covered pecans and coconut, and then the other half is marshmallow pecans.
He forgot he's from Florida.
Or pecans. I say both. It depends on how I say it and what my brain thinks.
I say pecan.
Yeah, I normally say pecan.
I'm a pecan guy.
Yeah.
I like pecan pie.
Pecan don't even sound right.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that, honestly.
Just say what you want. It's okay, Jerry.
Because I say salmon and caramel and oil and all that, too.
Earl. Twitter.
Some Earl.
What else is besides salmon?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Mom says salmon.
That's like
salmon.
Yeah, that's weird.
Salmon, baby.
That's what you do when you eat raw chicken.
It's a caramel. Hand me a caramel. But... yeah, before we know it, Thanksgiving will be here, which is sad because, I mean, bow season's over. But, well, you can bow hunt deer and gun season, but actual bow season's over. But that does mean colder temps are here. And it really doesn't matter because now you can kill does every day. So, I mean.
Well, you saw a limit.
Wait, I can't kill a doe every day now?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Whoa.
What?
Are you not allowed to kill does?
Like, yeah.
Not every day.
There's not a doe season. You still have a limit of three. But
you bloodthirsty heathen.
There's not doe days anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like,
that's what I meant.
There's no
doe weekends.
I got you.
Yeah.
It's just you can kill a doe every day as long as you haven't maxed out on your limit, which just changed to three.
I don't know what
on private land.
You could kill them every day if you wanted to. Just don't get caught.
What? With our area, it depends on if you're in zone D1 or D2.
Yeah. That's well, we're on D2. So
I think D2 is three, D1 is two, yeah. I believe.
Oh, okay.
See, that just doesn't even, like, help us, I don't think.
It doesn't. Like, it doesn't. Limiting
us to five deer a year, I'm good with. I'm cool with that, I guess. I really think what it should do is two or three bucks a year with a doe a day like Alabama.
I mean, even... like, yes, but I think the biggest problem we have in our area is everybody is so eager to kill a deer that when you have a deer that walks out, it's got 10-inch main beams, they're just boom.
Bam.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like, dang, man, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I needed the meat. It's like,
no guy.
Okay, kill a doe.
Yeah, no why don't you just kill a doe?
Can't eat the horns.
Yeah.
Can, just takes a while.
Yeah. Squirrels eat them. So
I ain't never seen a human eat a grown deer horn.
Antler. Deer antler.
Grown deer antler.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the regulations in where do you
go? Illinois.
Illinois? Yeah. Dang.
$2 a year.
Yeah.
As many y'all
what's
y'all
season
buy?
A month? Month and a half? Or
no.
2 months?
October 1st through the end of December.
November. Yes, 3 months.
Yeah.
What's
it's really
like,
ain't that bad. But
what's ours, like February?
Yeah, ours goes February. October 26th to like February 18th or something. Yeah.
And there's that, what, like
no,
how
that's,
many?
That's
and
with
then
the,
a
that's
week.
With the week of...
muzzleloading?
Yeah.
And then there's that 2 weeks you can't hunt right after it,
That's right after Thanksgiving. If I'm not mistaken, that's primitive weapon after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there like both of those weeks. There's like a youth week or weekend, and then there's a like I thought there's a muzzleloader or a crossbow only or something, and then like a primitive. It's weird. They've got different stuff all over.
Like hold my bow, gangster style.
Yeah.
Just hold poke your eye out, kid.
See, that's what's nice, though, is if you hold it sideways, you don't have any arrow drop. It'll just drop left, left to right or right to left.
Better have a whisker biscuit.
What are they considering a primitive weapon?
I believe, like, stick and string is black powder.
357 is pretty primitive.
I saw a dude on my primitive on a spear.
I mean, I got all kinds of guns.
Maybe like an atlatl. Y'all ever seen one of them?
No, I seen one of them things.
It's about
that
as primitive as it gets.
The cavemen used it was like that long handle, and then it like you put a spear in it, and you like slingshot the spear. Yeah.
That would be an atlatl.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
catch me up in the tree loading a musket at 5 a.m.
Like ramrod, like go down.
Barrel's cold, so it's smaller.
He's like slinging the gun against the tree. Bam! Bam! It's almost there.
You're lucky you dropped your primer out of the tree.
Yeah.
He's talking about all so old you drop a little pellets on that. A flintlock. We don't use no percussion caps around here.
When you shoot it, you can't see nothing for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
All
it's
the
like
smoke.
There's like a fog storm rolling.
Yeah, the smoke screen clear.
When the fog settles.
Yeah. Bunch of red coats laying out there.
I've got a muzzleloader at the house that my father-in-law let me use, and he has yet to ask for it back, and I think I know why.
It doesn't work.
No, it works, but it is a lot of work to use it, and I'm pretty sure I could not get it on, and that's why I quit shooting, and I was like, I'm just going to put it in my safe. So I break it out and oil it every now and again and put it right back in the safe.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think I've ever shot a muzzleloader.
I haven't.
It is, they kick a little bit, and there's a little like the like a modern. It's I guess it's considered modern, so it doesn't. The smoke cloud isn't quite as bad.
Yeah.
But you got to clean that thing like every like 3 shots. Yeah. Really, like when you're loading your third one in there, it's pretty rough getting that round in there. You're like, damn, I hope this goes. You know.
I hope this goes all the way down.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never shot one, so. Yeah. My dad's got one, but there's a. There's a round lodged in the barrel.
I probably wouldn't start with that one if you were trying to shoot one.
Yeah.
It's in two pieces. The barrel and the stock.
Shoot another round and clear it out.
It don't always work that way.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, because how would you load the other round?
WD-40.
Probably PB. Yeah. And put some PV blaster on that thing or some old knocker loose.
Better get some air curl.
Oh, hey, that air curl, it don't play.
That's some good stuff.
That or a torch.
Yeah. You know the main ingredient in knowing WD-40 is?
No.
Fish oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Fish are slick.
You ain't lying. About slick as snot.
Yeah.
You ever seen a fish have water on it when you pull it up?
Yes.
No, they're just slimy.
Nah, it's water.
No.
I'm pretty sure I've had some fish that like drip water off of it.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I've caught so many fish I had to start my bilge pump to get the water out of the boat.
Now, yeah, I know you lying.
Oh, gosh.
You know I'm lying because my bilge pump don't never work.
I know it.
You just pull the plug and let her eat.
Look at Jesus standing out there on the lake fishing.
He don't fish. He goes catching.
Yeah. Throw your net in the water. Oh,
catch
man.
Right here.
So where are y'all hunting this weekend or next weekend?
Probably, I'll probably be on 189.
With a don't spotlight. Give all your spot.
Spotlight.
No, I'm just kidding.
I might put a disclaimer at the start of this thing.
I'm just kidding.
All illegal acts are jokes. We're not serious.
Most time. But.
Return of the Chow.
Oh, man.
He said white bar comes in tomorrow.
White bar.
Dude,
yeah.
There was a guy that drove by. Me and him were setting up in this tree.
This morning.
And I'm like. I'm like getting my platform ready to put it on. And I'm just like looking at the tree with my headlamp. And Cole's like, this dude's driving in with the sun on.
So here comes the sun, boy.
I turn and look. The whole
forest
like
is lit up.
Yeah, 10 acres is just lit up.
You like wave at him?
Yeah, he's got like a 50.
He drives past my truck, and his light bar is just on. It's a Jeep. He has some bright headlights, you know, and he's got a light bar, like a 52-inch light bar on top of the thing.
Double row, Jeep drivers.
Everything.
And this thing, he just comes beep bopping down. He passes my truck and is like, oh, there's a guy. Let me turn my lights off. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And crap on down. And I never heard. I never, like, as soon as he got a little bit past us, didn't hear him. So I don't know where he was hunting.
I was a solid, yesterday, I was a solid, like, probably half a mile off of a main road. And it's probably about 5:20-ish. And somebody is driving down that road, not very fast, because they were playing Dancing Queen, and I could hear every lyric of it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but we didn't see a whole lot of people out there, surprisingly.
I didn't see anybody.
Yeah.
I had...
This evening, you saw a bunch of
people. Three trucks come in there this afternoon.
Yeah. Which is crazy, but...
Actually, I had one coming in, and there was two leaving.
So
that's why I have, like, I wouldn't say I quit hunting that spot. I wrote it off, but, like, I hunted in there last year, kind of down from where I know Cole's at, and I just noticed there was always a bunch of traffic, so I kind of ventured out.
Mm. It was funny. He texted me yesterday afternoon. He was like, Elliot's here. Well, I didn't think about it. We have a buck that we've named Elliot because he's just got one antler.
Literally one horn.
Yeah, one. Just one spike, like an 11-inch
beam. It's like one little cow horn. It's like a probably 10-inch beam. And it's just one. Yeah, the other side's flat. Like the other side where another horn should be is flat. There's
like
no,
he never even
there's
tried
no
to
nub,
grow.
There's
no.
nothing.
It didn't break off, nothing.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
And so
I'd give him another year.
I almost shot him last night.
So he texts me, he's like, Elliot's in here. And I thought Justin. I was like, I knew we shouldn't have told him where we were hunting this morning. Miss Christina's.
I said, no, the deer.
Yeah. He was like, no, not Justin. He's like, the deer, Elliot. I was
we named him Elliot from off of open season.
Leave him a chocolate bar.
Yeah. But what's really crazy, so I showed Reese the bucks we have on camera back there. And he was like, interesting. He started scrolling through his phone, went back to last year. He's got the same bachelor group of bucks. They all are the exact same. They haven't put on an inch of antler. They haven't put on any mass. They haven't put on any extra points, nothing. They all look the exact same.
Do you think they ever shed it?
That's why I'm going to shoot them.
Yeah.
Even Elliot?
I don't know. I don't think he had that one. But
he only got them big deers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only got the rack bucks. They got to have both sides.
I don't know, dude. So, last week, I checked cameras. I've got a couple cell cams, and then I've got some old styles. And I had a stud in there. I'm just old, just bigging. And so I left, whatever. And I was so eager to go back this week, but the whole week I was telling myself, like, yeah, I'm sure that deer right there is probably old. He was just traveling this way. He doesn't hang out and play. There's a reason this deer made it this long. I mean, you could just see it in his body how. I mean, his all around his eyes are just white, and he's just.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's a big deer. But I sat there yesterday, and obviously didn't see him.
You sat in the wrong spot.
Then. That older guy that was sitting with us and Miss Christina's eating breakfast.
Yeah.
He was talking about how this private land he's hunting on, I guess this was a few years ago. He went in there and he saw three bucks. He's like, three nice bucks. He said, and them guys went in there youth weekend and they didn't kill one.
That's what he tells us, is three nice bucks.
Yeah. He literally goes, yeah, there's three big nice bucks I saw out there in this sagebrush field. And we're like, okay, cool. And he tells us about how the youth weekend kids didn't kill him. No, nobody killed him, this and that. And then he's like, yeah, so I went in there and I shot me the 3-point. And I was like, what? And then he's like, yeah, I went back the next night and shot the 5-point.
Hell
and I was
like, brother.
And these are the big bucks. He's like, then hell, I went in there and killed the last one too. He didn't even tell us what the last one was. But I was like, was it like a six? Like, I was, but yeah, it just cracked me up because he's talking about how nice they were, and then he tells us, and they're
first one he breaks up. Yeah, I shot that 3-point.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
Hope it was a big body three.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many deer over there, Jax.
Oh my god, dude!
There's a bunch of deer over there. Mm-hmm. Where were they at this afternoon again?
Five deer out there.
Brother, what is it, 8 o'clock at night?
8:39.
Well, mm-hmm. There's your sign. I think it's the major. I think the major time is like right about now anyway.
Yeah.
I'm almost becoming a believer in the major and minor times.
Well,
I mean, what's the minor time that they could be moving? Or
it's dropped 20 degrees since this evening.
Yeah. No, and don't quote me on this, but I feel like the minor time is like a moderate deer movement, and then the major time is like deer are going to be and it might not be deer, just there's going to be movement out in the wildlife.
Birds.
Birds. What was it yesterday?
Hummingbirds were major moving this afternoon on him.
So
literally.
So
they tried me.
So yesterday, whenever we're sitting,
can you handle that for me?
Yeah,
I'm sitting in there yesterday, and it's like I had that spike in there from 7:15 to like 7:45 ish. He left, and then it was about 8:20 ish. My phone started blowing up with deer, so I'm like looking at it and looking through it, and I'm like, man. And then another spot that was blowing up there, so that made me want to stay because I was like, maybe these deer are moving all of a sudden. Cole's been seeing a bunch of deer like all throughout the morning, and I was like, man, we're gonna hang tight. And so I got curious, and I looked on my telephone, like, major and minor times. The major time yesterday was, like, 8:40 to 9:45 or something like that, or 10 o'clock. But I was getting pictures all the way to 11 o'clock.
Dang. Yeah, they were moving late. Which was weird because of how hot it was getting. Kind of want to check our camera, see if anything come in there after you.
I got a day. Nothing did.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine right now, and
I got no notification. No,
I don't have any
service.
Yes,
they did.
They don't have any service.
Yeah, they did.
When?
That's at 7:40 right there.
The notification must be messed up.
This was at 1:33 a.m.
Oh, that was this morning.
Yeah, that one was.
7:40.
That's right there, really. 7:16 and 7:40. Is that Elliot?
Mm-hmm.
No. Two big old does. Two slick heads.
So, Jaden, have you you've been looking into, like, the wildlife stuff over there in Alaska? You got a big adventure coming up?
I haven't been looking, but I know what's up there.
You already know what's up there?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, I already looked at a moose tag.
You did? What about a plane ticket? That's more important.
No. So
they're actually very cheap.
Drive.
That's why we got ours.
What are you going to do, take a week off just to drive up there?
Jared, I was talking to my buddy from back home the other day about this, and I did the math. And if you were to buy every single ticket or tag that you can get over the counter for a non-resident, you're looking at $10,960.
It's really not that bad, considering a moose hunt with a guide is like $22,000.
In Alaska?
So yeah. If you check the chart for everything, it says, do I need a guide? All of them say yes.
Oh, I'm sure. Because people go up there into the Yukon and they think they know what they're doing. And before you know it, you're lost. You don't know your way around anything. You know,
I'd be fine with
that.
I'd be fine getting lost in the Yukon.
Until a grizzly bear eats you.
Carry some clothes with you.
That dang grizzly won't want to eat this. I mean, like, they won't get anything off that.
Yeah, that's an appetizer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Dude, they eat 3-pound fish. I'm sure they'll eat
you. That's a good point.
No, I
don't they have Kodiak bears up there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the only place that has Kodiaks, right?
Yeah.
Well,
up there.
Well, Baker had them.
Baker had them. Wait, what?
You didn't hear about that?
Uh-uh.
So, like, a year ago, a guy, there was people driving, I believe it was, like, near, like, Indian Ford, so more like the Munson area.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And there was, like, these people driving, and they saw these two cubs, so they stopped because they were in the road. And they were, like, friendly. Like, they got out of their vehicle, and they were, like, waddled up to him, you know, like, hey, guys, we're lost, you know? And they're like, what are these bears doing here? Well, I guess the owner finally came out there, or they found something happened. Anyways, he got arrested. But I guess he had a little farm. But, like, wherever he got them from, he transported them back to his home.
Oh,
and all
nice.
I could think about is if this dude was in Alaska, this dude crossed the border not once but twice, crossed into Canada and then out of Canada into America with two Kodiak bears.
No permit.
No permit? This
no
guy has got some stories.
That's why he got arrested. Or whatever happened to him. I guess he got arrested.
He ain't got two bears no more.
That's damn bear king.
They got
not Tiger King. Bear
Dude,
king.
Could you imagine just, you know, 5-6 years from now just hunting and a Kodiak bear coming in there?
Oh, no. Oh.
Bring me my brown pants.
What?
I get the reference.
I think I got what you meant, but. So you can't see the stain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Could you imagine like checking your cell camera? Like you wake up and you're like, oh, my cell camera went off last night. Let's see what's on there. And you're just scrolling and then like there's just a picture of it like scratching its back on a tree. Mm. And you're just like,
dude, where'd my 600 pounds of corn that I put out last night go?
Yeah. Black bear is one thing, but I mean, that grizzly is what, like 2 to 3 times probably bigger than that black bear?
Black bear is average like 350 pounds.
Yeah.
That's probably for a boar, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can find big black bears, like 600 pounders in, like, Canada. Like, that's a huge black bear.
Yeah, but not here.
Not here. Grizzly bear is, like, mostly. Average 900 pounds. Like, grizzly bears are massive.
So, a couple years ago, back in my wilder days, I had a camera and a feeder somewhere that it wasn't supposed to be.
The neighbors.
No, it was worse. Like, I'd probably be better off as a neighbor, but.
Mm-hmm. You'd be way better off.
Yeah. Just to put it in perspective, I mean, you had to get there on boat. And I was like, nobody's going to be in here, which nobody did ever go in there. But I had a bear that, I don't know if he had like a watch or what, but he knew when the feeder was going off. Like 5 minutes before the feeder would go off, he would lay down and have his back against a tree and he'd be staring at the feeder. So when the feeder goes off, he gets up, he eats all the corn, he leaves. Well, eventually that feeder, I guess, got low or something, and he climbed the tree, and he tore my feeder apart. Like, I used to have pictures of it all, like, step by step of him just destroying this feeder. And then he just kind of, like, drops it and then leaves. I never seen him again. I got my stuff. I got what was left of my feeder, which was, like, the battery and my camera.
I can't use this.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like the rest. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised it didn't get done with it thrown in the water.
Yeah. Well, that's like Campbell's over there in Laurel Hill. They had a picture a long time ago of a game camera. They had like a 12-foot like cow trough.
Yeah.
Like a wooden cattle trough that you'd pour like minerals or feed in or whatever. Well, they were feeding the deer with it. They had a picture of a black bear laying in it, and it was almost touching end to end. It was huge. It was like an 8.5-9 foot black bear.
Uncle Dean had a big one. I don't think he really ever showed me. I mean, he may have, but it was like 2 to 3 years ago. He had two, but one was like, you know, noticed huge, to be bigger. Yeah. And, I mean, I think they might have tore. They did tear his feeders up.
Yeah.
A few of them, I think. And then.
Well, that's like.
They finally.
I'll tell you one thing I don't ever. I don't know why I just thought about this, but you were talking about an eerie sound of being a donkey.
Oh, like while you're hunting. Dude, every hair on my neck was standing up.
A panther?
No. Oh yeah, like
panther and a bobcat both. Yeah.
I'm good. I've never had to hear one, and I don't want to.
I feel like both of those animals are so scared of people that you never have to worry about seeing them.
But
when I was in Illinois, I was hunting a stand, and I heard something coming to my right, and I look over, and there's 10 yards from me, bobcat walking across the ground. And he never once knew I was there, but I wasn't sure if he's skittish or not. I wasn't trying to find out. Yeah. You need some fish oil for that chair.
Jeez, Jade.
But you remember that black bear that fell out of the tree when we was fishing at the tournament?
Oh, dude, that was so loud. Dude, the river was flooded, so we... I had fished this...
The river
this,
was flooded because we were just fishing in a freaking hurricane.
Yes, Hurricane Sally was going on in Pensacola, and they're like, we're doing the tournament, and I was like... Really, it was a series.
And that was on my birthday.
You had to fish so many series to get into the Classic. Well, I made it into the Classic. And I was like, Cole, you want to go fishing? He was like, it's going to be raining. I was like, the fish are wet.
And he was, where we're not.
So we're in my old boat. And a little backstory on it is it leaked. Like,
bad.
Pretty good. Bilge pump worked in it, though. Yeah, there they are. So I'm like, I saw this slough on Google Maps. I was like, it looks promising. So we go in there, and no crap. We had to move a whole tree to get in there. So we make it in there, and we're fishing, and the river's just high. It's muddy. It's nasty. And even this slough is nasty. And it's quiet, besides it's raining. And out of nowhere, we hear like a bear just lose traction on a tree, and he's coming down. We hear him splash and just take off through like the swamp. I'm thinking to myself, we would have never bothered this bear.
No, he was just chilling up in a really too small of a tree for him.
Yeah, probably looked about like I did this afternoon.
Yeah, probably.
I would have liked to have seen
get a single bite that day.
No,
Not a single bite.
And then guess what, boys? It quit raining about 10 minutes before it was time to be back to the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody catch any fish or no?
Yeah, there was other people that had bags. Yeah,
I think the winning bag of that thing was like 4 pounds.
Yeah, like four or five. Yeah, it was
like
good.
Five fish for 4 pounds. Like, yeah. It was not a good day to fish that day.
Yeah, you couldn't throw top water. You couldn't do anything.
That's a small bag.
Yeah.
Like a really small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck, I'll catch a bigger bag of that out of our pond.
To be honest with you, I think one fish out of that was probably the most of it. Yeah. I think it was like a 2.5 pound fish.
Dang.
Has Cole ever fished Papaw's Pond?
Yeah, I have.
Over the house, have you?
Yeah, I have. I've thrown in your pond before. I didn't catch nothing.
There's only like one thing you can throw it in the summer.
It's a frog.
It's just a frog because you can't throw anything in.
Yeah, because there's so much grass on top and below the water. So
I like them.
But the frog does do some work.
Yes.
So
you can't throw a floating worm out there?
I've done that too.
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably throw something. Anything top water, really, with no exposed hook, like big exposed hooks.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll just be pulling in grass the whole time.
Man, I'm hooked on them Berkeley Chopos right now.
Hey, them old Chopos. I watched Cole do his thing.
Dude.
I thought the Bassmaster camera guys were going to come over there towards Cole. He's over there catching
them. Telling you, boy.
Remember whenever we bought that rod over the summer at Bass Pro? Like, I bought my new combo and you bought that. And I almost cut that 5 pounder in Jerry's pond. And I was like so much freaking out. I was like, holy crap.
How'd you know it was 5 pounds?
We just
guesstimation.
Guesstimation.
So it could have been bigger.
It could have been.
He did catch his PB last summer, though.
There you go.
8 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a good fish.
Mm-hmm.
On a buzzbait.
Awesome. He smoked it, didn't he?
Oh, my God. In a stump, like, filled, like, pond. I don't know if y'all watched the YouTube video of us fishing that one morning.
Almost fell off the boat.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where were y'all at?
Right up the road.
My pond up the road.
Huh.
Yeah, his dad owns a corner of the pond, so there's an access to it, and we just put our John boat in.
Still down there. I still ain't got the John boat.
Oh, God.
Check that thing for snakes up underneath.
Yeah.
Is it flipped over?
I don't know. I don't remember what we did.
I don't remember how
we just pulled it up on the bank?
Probably could have. I don't know. We were probably hungry. I think we went home and ate some breakfast.
Full of leaves, sticks, branches, water.
Dude, snakes will chill up underneath in boats like
that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, but it was good. I am glad it's deer season now, though.
Oh.
I have been itching to do some deer hunting.
I was thinking, once you catch, like, a fish, like, kind of like the one I caught, it's just you just, like, don't even care to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I guess, you know, deer, like, whenever I shot that big buck, I feel like if I would have shot that one, I would, like, why would I want to hunt here?
Yeah. Steven missed the biggest buck we've ever had on the property.
You missed it?
I pulled it. Oh, yeah, I did.
How'd you miss him? Just, obviously, you missed him, but I mean, what? Like, walk us through it.
Well, now, granted, it wasn't the best setup. He went and kneeled down next to a goat trailer and propped up on the fender flare of it.
No, it was not.
That's my kind of hunting.
It wasn't the goat trailer.
I thought it was that green trailer, wasn't it?
No.
It was whatever was on the basketball court, and that was the trailer on the basketball court.
Did I prop up on the?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And I was inside the house, and I even told myself, walk out there and look at that food plot. And I never did. I just sat there in a chair, and they come in, and he'd said that he shot at it twice, wasn't it?
No, Papa shot at it twice. I shot it once.
Yeah, so my dad shot at it twice, same morning.
Called him Garfield because we thought he had nine lives. He only had four.
Yep. He died on the fourth shot by the neighbor. So.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good one.
I'm assuming was 140 inch mainframe, like straight eight.
Nah, he's holding him way out there, but still a good deer.
Yeah.
I mean, he
hold him closer to the camera.
I guarantee he had 12 inch G2s at least.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So, but yeah, he was a
hunted
stud.
This one for a little bit.
Is that inside the fence? Did you feed him apples when you got out of school?
Pet him.
Come here, buddy.
We seen one in that fence one night. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
They just killed one. They're in a 55 inches and scored.
355.
355.
Oh, freak.
Yeah. Mm. That was their biggest one, wasn't it?
I think, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smiley.
Smiley.
Yeah.
We named that deer. We watch the deer every year, and then now it's dead. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a pet.
That's usually what happens.
Did somebody like pay to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. it was 12,000.
Or I mean, I didn't know if they just like, oh, those deer's old. Let's get them out of here.
I think somebody paid to kill that one. It was massive, huge. I mean, a lot of it was junk, but huge.
Yeah, I feel like there's a point. Like, you get too much more of that junk on them. It just, you're like, you know.
Oh yeah, I like some of my favorite deer are just like those South Texas chocolate horn, just wide. Mainframe tin, wide, pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, big deer.
That's him.
Mm-hmm. I think he grew a little bit more because this was a.
That was a big deer. I think I got.
Oh no! I might let him have another year.
That's what I was thinking.
Probably let him walk.
That's what I was thinking. He's like, if we were buddies, I'd give him candy and shit.
Go out and give him a peppermint.
I'll let him have a lot more years for the price of $12,000.
Well, you know,
this was in August. Come on, you gonna load? What are we doing here?
Did they kill it in August?
No, they just killed it. Not too long ago.
That's what's cool about High Fest, can't you? You can hunt it at any time.
I think there's still a season. Like, yeah. You can't go out there in like middle of the summer and shoot the deer.
Well, they ain't gonna have no horns. But I'm saying like...
But it's like, as soon as they lose velvet, you can go out there and hunt them pretty much.
Huh. Holy cow.
Yeah. Massive. Mm. Gargantor. And I mean, look at the buck behind him. Yeah.
Well, he ain't no slouch neither.
You reckon his neck hurts?
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that buck behind him.
Yes. I mean, you filmed like a school fight. Can't really see him.
Do you yell "World Star" at him? World Star.
But they got some big deer over there.
Oh yeah, there's another one that's pretty big. Just a little smaller than him, so probably about 300 inches, I think.
That's ridiculous.
All about managing your herd.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 18
That's why
foot
I need
pants.
To get rid of Elliot, dude.
Yeah.
Get his gene pool out of there.
Yeah. Elliot's bad for the.
He might have been growing it and just broke it off. Like,
there,
just slap.
There is a.
No, his head's flat. Yeah.
There is a company that did a test. I think I've talked about it on here before. There's a company that did a test on a spike. So it's like a 2.5-year-old spike, and you know, most people call that a cold buck. You haven't put on any antler.
Yeah.
And you're just growing as a spike. Well, they didn't shoot him. They put him in a pen by himself. Now, granted, that's a little bit different. You know, you're able to dump mineral and feed to him, but they didn't change his feeding program from the rest of the deer. So this, you know, one deer would be a 4-point at a year and a half, and then would be an 8-point, and then would be a 12-point, and they just keep getting bigger, all these deer. Well, this one wasn't. He wasn't growing any, but they isolated him and they just kept feeding him the same as the rest of the bucks, and they just wanted to see what he would do. Well, at like 3 he was like a 4-point, like he didn't put anything on. By the time he was like 7.5, 8 he was 180-inch, like 12-point, and they were just like, if you just let them grow and not think that they're coal bucks, you can do that. My concern with that is how many spikes are going to do that.
How many deer in general are getting that wildly are going to live to be 8 years old?
Yeah,
that's probably like super. That's probably really probable on high acreage places.
Farms, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
but not here in Florida.
No. And
the heat will kill them before that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and the heat or the mosquitoes.
Yeah, you'll get malaria. Yeah,
mosquitoes came away.
Yeah,
dude, I got eaten up by ants yesterday. Like these ants on this oak.
I don't think you ever seen anything eaten up.
Yeah,
like I was. Oh my god,
was like I was worried that he was gonna wake up and have to be taken to the hospital. He had so many ant bites.
Did you fall asleep in an ant bed?
No, we were putting up his tree stand, and I'd put his stand on the ground and tied the drawstring off to it so he could climb and pull it up. Well, I didn't realize I set the tree stand in an ant bed.
Set him up for failure.
So then his drawstring was covered, but not
right,
only
by the
that,
way, this is right after a rain.
Yeah.
So like,
also the tree is covered in ants because they're crawling up the tree to get away from all the water. And so it was just not a good thing. He's up there like, ow.
Yeah, because I had to wrap my arm around the tree to get up on my hang on. And so like I'm like put my hand just in the ants. Yeah. And so they're just.
Yeah, it was not good. So we put some Amdro to them.
Whew. I'm going to tell you something about ants. I got some of the baddest ants.
Oh, you got a lot of ants in the house.
Oh, my God, dude. There's probably some welts on my toe.
You got them big, damn.
He's got, like, bullet
jumbo
ants.
Willy Bobs.
Oh, dude.
He's got bullet ants in his ground.
When I bit my bow target.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing bit me on the knuckle.
Ants are, like, that long.
And my knuckle was hurting.
Feel like a bee stings you.
You know when you get, like, joint pain?
Yeah.
That's what it was, like, just hurting for, like, 3 days. I had a welt when a ant bit me.
Yeah, you got them insane, big, big cow ants, like, running around. I mean, they're not cow ants, but...
No, they're, like,
are
big
you go, ready to go deal with them 5-pound mosquitoes in Alaska?
I deal with them here.
I don't think there is a mosquito in Alaska.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No.
Like, they're bad up there.
Yeah, they're, and they're huge.
Yeah.
It's like my dad, whenever my dad went up there...
they showed me a picture. They showed me a picture that his dad took. It's a picture of this lake with this big mountain range in the background. And like 4 feet from the camera, you can see a mosquito flying through the picture. It was bad. I was like, God.
Like, they look like they're the size of mosquito hawks.
It's not huge. Because it's not a mosquito hawk. But dad was saying with his body, like the ones here will leave like a welt on them sometimes.
Yeah.
But the ones up there, they hurt real bad stinging, but they won't leave a welt.
Yeah.
At least I bet you it's not hard to swipe them.
Yeah.
You hit him with your hat.
Shoot him.
Yeah. But like
hear a thud. Dunk,
dunk.
Dunk, dunk.
Give him a headache.
Yeah, go get those friends.
Made in a lab somewhere.
Have like seven thermocells just set up in a circle around me.
Like on his hard hat, clipped off.
Looks like a dang freight train walking around, all of them smoking.
Cheech and Chong.
I ain't gonna lie, boys. That was the first time I used a thermocell today. I thought I was catching a tree on fire.
Bro, he sent me a picture. I was like, is this thing supposed to be smoking? And I was like, yeah, that's how you know it's working. I was like, don't touch that grill. It's hot.
Well, I mean, I figured it let some kind of fume off, you know.
I got
this thing was smoking like it was on fire.
I got that no scent.
Yours are no scent?
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I have blue pads. I don't know if mine are no scent.
Well, I hate to tell you. I smelled them.
I smell that butane.
Yeah.
Last year, I carried mine until about halfway through bow season, never used it. Took it off my back because every now and again when I'd climb down, it would fall. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave this in the truck. And I'm pretty sure the next hunt I needed it. And then this year, I haven't used it once yet.
You used it at that tournament we went to because it about caught your back today.
Yeah.
I needed one
at
bad.
Klondike?
Well, you've never run in water.
The one you and Justin and I went to.
Ooh, you know what I just realized? I think I left my GoPro in the blind down there.
It'll be there when you get back.
When we went to Maine, there's these yellow flies.
It'll be there tomorrow.
And that's what they did to me because I decided I wasn't going to put bug spray on.
Ooh.
Holy cow, dude.
Golly.
Yeah, it's bad right there.
Oh, my gosh. It was so bad. I was going fly fishing. And I was like fly fishing and like they're just tearing me up. So I'm like... They were, oh my gosh.
Yeah, as soon as you would do this, they'd fly off, and as soon as your hand went back, they're like,
got them.
Oh, and it was so weird walking around because like it was like all over my neck, and I knew everybody was probably looking at it, and I was like, oh, I don't like
dude's
this.
Got herpes.
Just tell him it's black tar
on the back of his neck.
Yeah,
how did he get back?
Freaky
there?
Stuff is he eating too.
I had a couple mosquitoes around me. But.
Dude, my shoulders. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah, my traps are feeling it.
I'm that saddle you bites. Have, do you have
I didn't get a. I don't think straps. I got a single mosquito bite. Huh.
Does it help any? Like, does the straps have any support on them?
Honestly, I feel it more on my spine than I do anywhere else. It's like you get the resistance that goes all the way up your back, too. So it kind of, like, holds you a little bit better.
Oh. Huh.
My back don't hurt.
Mine doesn't hurt either. My butt kind of hurts.
My back is tight when I first get on my platform, and that's just from being so tense while I'm climbing.
Yeah.
Right, he is tense now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I climb down. Because I don't, like, wrap my stuff up as I climb down. I feel like it takes, like, I've done it both ways. I've wrapped it up and did it nice and neat and hooked it back on everything. But, like, to me, it's faster just to come down, like, drop all my stuff, come down, pack it all up on the ground while I'm comfortable, and then get out. I don't even wear my lineman anymore coming down. I just hold on to the tree and drop my stuff.
Yeah.
You say you don't have a lineman?
I don't wear it when I come down. I undo my tether, roll it up, put it in my pouch.
I've thought about that several times.
And then I just, all I do is I grab the tree and I walk down.
Nope.
Jared, where'd you have Jaden set up this afternoon?
Probably in some terrible spot.
Up there on the big food plot.
I know where at.
Above the ladder stand. So he just climbed the ladder stand and put his platform up above it.
Jaden is probably now convinced that there is no deer in Florida. I was convinced so much. I was like, yeah, you're probably going to kill a doe. Like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm pretty sure you're going to kill a doe. There's like 2 does that come in here every morning by 8 o'clock. I'm pretty sure. Would you text me at like 7:30, like, hey, where when did these deer come in again?
Yeah. Which you think they probably didn't show up because...
I just think
no, they probably didn't show up because Austin got lost trying to find the truck, so he's walking everywhere. Yeah.
Dude, if there's anybody in this room that's going to get lost, it's going to be me. If it's daylight, I won't. But, like, it was – it's not like I'd been there in the dark. You think I just went in there scouting, like, in the dark?
Yeah, that looks like a good tree.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I asked you if he told that Spike to bring his dad back with him. And then I told you I've seen every woodpecker in the Blackwater WMA.
I had a huge one. He was like blue and red, pretty thing. And he was right.
That's about, America's woodpecker.
He was about 10 yards from me, and he hit that tree about 5 or 6 times. And he would, there must have been like worms or something in it, because he would jump down, eat them worms, and he'd go right back to the same spot.
Did you hear that one yesterday morning? I don't know where he was at, but he found the most hollow tree.
Was he like?
And he hit that. I heard it echoing through the tree. I'm like, good night.
Hell, me and Cole had a turkey going off all morning this morning.
And a peacock.
And a peacock. Yeah. And a goose.
Geese. Yeah.
Yeah. One of those African goose, or was it Canadian?
Whoa.
I don't know.
No, I ain't never seen an African one.
Were they right next to like a...
Oh, my God. I'll show farm. You a sound clip afterwards. We used to have one out on the farm, and it lasted a week, and we got rid of it. 24/7, it would just...
No, this one was like a Canadian that was raised in a pen.
Mm-hmm.
I do know a place we all went off at different times.
Oh yeah, that was a weird thing.
Like
the
turkey,
the gobbled goose, for like 20 minutes, and then it would shut up, and then the geese went off for like 15-20 minutes.
Y'all have a farm near you,
and then the peacock went off, and I was like, is this dude like letting them out one at a time out of the barn or something? Like, what's going on?
Thank you.
Yeah. But
your turn to go eat. Your turn to go eat.
What were we saying?
Oh, like funny story, I guess. A couple weeks ago at work, usually we don't have to go to the specific place because it's basically water and sewer stuff, but we had to take the ITS company some fiber. We had it stored at our facility. We had to take it over there. When I pulled in over there on the spray fields, there was no exaggeration. Like 200 geese.
Holy cow.
Like just milling around out there, right? So we're like, holy cow. So I asked my, I'm riding sounds with my like supervisor, and I was like, can we hunt any of this? He was like, well, the last guy that hunted it, he got fired. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And I was like, he was like, but he got fired because he was hunting them during work hours. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if we can come here not during work hours and shoot geese.
I mean, where's it at?
Tell
me later.
Yeah.
I just so happen to know someone that can call geese pretty well.
Huh?
So I know somebody that can call geese pretty well.
Bro, we just take a 22 or a 17 out there and just prop up and shoot them. It's easy as that. You ain't even got to call them. They're on the ground milling around you. Marv's taking a nap.
Harold.
Yeah.
Wake up. Quit. We're going to leave you.
I ain't never eaten no geese, so I've always heard good. I've heard mixed things about geese. I've heard it's good.
I want to go shoot what's some birds you shoot out in Texas?
Sandhill crane?
Yeah, some cranes. Yeah, some ribeyes in the sky.
Yeah. I shot a crane one time. I don't know the statute of limitations on it, but I'll just go ahead and break it down. But I was probably about 13, 14 years old. There was one on the other side of the pond. And I said, I'm fixing to shoot. They would always eat the fish, and I was like, man, I'm fixing to shoot this thing. So I got all set up, and when it was huge, dude. It had to stand like 4 foot tall.
Was it bluish?
No, it was white. It was white and gray. It was white and gray.
Big old neck on it.
Yeah. It was a good
one. Austin's going to be in the house like Wednesday night. FBI.
Gee, it's almost been 20 years ago. And I let that thing out. I shot it with a 30-06. And whenever I got up to it and I grabbed a hold of it, I could take its wings and the whole thing split in half.
Oh, my God.
It was nuts.
Just the
but I wouldn't have shot it there if I'd known you could eat them. I was just tired of eating all that fish.
We have a blue one that's always there.
That's a heron. Yeah. Those are protected.
Yeah, it wasn't a herring. This one was, like, blue and, like...
That's fine. I'll just call Mr. Chow and he'll come take care of it for us.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have the 30-06 anymore, but we'll do it.
I got one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you plan on eating it, don't shoot it with a high-powered rifle. Mm-mm. Or shoot it with a 22.
In the noggin.
Or 17. I'd do it, too.
Now back to goose is pretty good. My favorite part about eating goose is whenever you bite down and get that steel BB still stuck in the breast.
Yeah, I ate some of that. I made some goose jerky after we got back from Arkansas last year. That shit was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm probably going to do some more. I got some left over I need to cook. So I'll probably do
I've
some more
jerky. I've
heard
mixed things about it. That's
I all. Have too.
Well, that's like with duck. I mean, a lot of people like won't eat duck, but I think duck is delicious.
You can eat. I would eat dabblers, so like your mallards, your wood ducks, gadwall. Yeah, I would.
You don't eat your bottom, feed your divers.
Yeah. Don't eat bufflehead.
They eat dead animals off the bottom, but puts mercury in their system.
Yeah, I don't even know what them look like, so I guess I'll just, you know, if I decide to go duck hunting one day, I'll just have to get up with y'all. Yeah, shoot it. Don't worry, we're not going to eat that one. Like, what?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that until the first year I duck hunted. I started killing a bunch of hooded mergansers, which are bottom feeders. And you're only supposed to eat, like, one of those a year because of how much mercury's in them.
Really?
Or something crazy like that. Yeah, it's weird. Well, I had done ate like four by the time I found out about it.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm good. I'm still here.
And calling your doctor. Like, hey, we need to do some lab work tomorrow.
That was like 3 years ago. So.
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah.
I'm still kicking it.
Yeah.
How long does it take for mercury to kick in?
I don't know.
I feel like it's pretty instant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, that should be good.
It's on the periodic table, so it's something highly... powered some of that.
Iron.
Potassium.
Potassium. Salt.
Nitrogen.
I don't even know what y'all talking about right now.
The periodic table you just
what
talking
you
about.
Up.
Yeah, but I don't know what.
He said, I know mercury, that's it.
Have y'all haven't went through that over school yet?
No, we went through that, I think, a week ago.
The periodic table?
Yeah.
We used to have to, like, put it together.
Yep.
You remember putting it together? You had, it was crazy. You had your gases over here.
I go to Laurel Hill. It's a little bit different than
I tried to get out of my chemistry final in high school by waxing my ag teacher's truck. I got caught.
Oh, jeez.
Baltimore's defense.
The craziest thing I ever did at school was kill a deer. So.
Mm-hmm.
At school?
At school.
It ran into the fence and broke its neck, and it was like out there kicking around and flailing in the driveway, and there's kids on the playground freaking out. So they called me and Cole Hinckley out of class, and I went down there, and one of the coaches gave me his pocket knife. I was like, here, go cut its throat.
Why didn't the coaches go do it?
He didn't have no huevos. So,
yeah.
No, nah, I'm just kidding.
What'd you do with the deer?
Coach Smith cleaned it, and they cooked it.
He got it?
Huh. Yeah. Yep, he did.
Oh, my God.
What, you ain't doing so hot over
there? No. I'm like a losing streak. I'm
back to projected to win this week in fantasy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
It all depends if George Kittle does some more. Like, maybe scores a touchdown. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cut needing to.
Yeah.
So what are y'all thinking for next week? Y'all gonna try? You gonna try to hit your same spot, Cole?
I'm going every day this week. This afternoon.
It depends on how it looks throughout the week.
Where do you go to school at again?
Laurel.
Laurel.
What time do you have to? What time do you get out of school?
2:15.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice. I mean, I only work 4 days a week, so that's cool too.
Must be nice.
Here shortly, we'll be hiring.
Y'all got to work.
Hey, yo.
Not for everybody what? Can just rely on the government, Jaden.
For what? What are my qualifications got to be? Be able to drive and take lunches?
You got to be over 21.
Got that.
You got to have some sort of electrical background.
Got that.
You got to be able to breathe.
Got that.
Lift over 50 pounds periodically.
Whew. Got that.
You got to go on call every now and again.
That's okay if the pay's there.
It's there.
If you get a call.
Yeah. If you get it, yeah, that's... Well, I mean, you get 9 hours overtime whether or not you get a call or not.
Hey, what was up with the Antioch light the other day?
Which day?
Was that Friday?
Friday.
Friday morning?
This Friday morning?
Yeah.
It was flashing when I went through, and then a cop had jacked
up. Well,
that
light in particular is under contract, so there could have been something going on with that. But, I mean, it just takes a power surge.
Yeah.
You know, all the electronics in there are, you know, they're electronics. You could put brand-new stuff in there and it goes into flash. So.
True.
You got to make sure your program is right. If your programming ain't right and you plug it in and it just keeps going into flash, that's always aggravating.
Yeah. Well. So, yeah. Anybody got any big plans for next weekend?
I might go sit on Eglin.
Yeah, well, good luck out there.
Yeah, good luck.
I plan on getting some bolt cutters and maybe taking a little hike or something. Cutting the fence down.
What kind of hunt? Give me a call. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
you know what's bad about that?
I think my plan next weekend is the same as this weekend.
You could never tell anybody.
Just go
like, if
plan
you did,
to kill some.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell anybody.
Probably not.
Probably not. I think them deer got a calendar.
They got a calendar and a freaking watch in their
pockets.
I'm
telling
you. Hey, Mom, what day is it?
Yeah. What day is it?
I can
hear
every tap.
Okay.
Yeah. What day is it? No, we can't. Hey, we can't
move.
Yeah,
we're not
tap
hungry
the table,
anymore.
It'll travel through that arm. Mm-hmm. I need to get different arms.
You remember that one time that someone shot a deer in there and like...
With a crossbow?
Yeah, and it had like the whole like... Cops were involved, and it was like a huge thing.
Yeah, I'd get the cops involved. Somebody shot my $8,000 deer too from the side of the road.
Like, what were they thinking? Like,
you can't even get it. What's the point? Like, I mean,
there's always a way to get it.
Well, yeah, but not these dumb dumbs.
They ever find out who won?
I don't think so. I never heard anything. But I don't know.
You could never tell anybody though.
Yeah, it's like one of those things.
Yeah, he's got a
but they know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. It's kind of like that ram out there in Wyoming. Like 30 yards from me.
Bro, you could have told everybody about that. Everybody around here.
Bro, I could have never got a gangster on that.
But I could have never got him mounted, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd have to figure it out. You have to be like, you can buy all the forms. You can have it sent off and everything. You could have mounted it yourself.
I don't know how I would have ever got it back home.
What are you talking about?
UPS store.
You talking about you don't know how you get it back home? We're just talking about the dude in Baker brought two live Kodiak cubs across two countries.
Well, he studied.
You
this.
Can get it back.
He had to study that. Had to figure that out.
He probably had a lot of money to pay somebody.
He must have like his wife or something like had them wrapped up like they were like infants. Like, oh, they're just napping. And they're kicking, you know,
growling and shit.
So, oh no, that one's hungry. Leave it alone.
Well, so a whole lot of same plans, just hopefully something comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on what the camera looks like this week, if I'm going to hunt back in that spot or not.
Probably, I don't know. Mine's probably going to involve like probably a whole barrel of corn in several places.
Private land.
I think they ate all the corn like Saturday, and then today they were just like, nah.
Yeah, they make spotlights, right?
That's how you get caught.
Yeah.
Can't use light. You can buy night vision goggles on Facebook Marketplace right now.
I got a night vision scope.
For
that's
hogs.
How you get caught.
It's never been used. Like, it's sighted in on the rifle and everything, but I've never used
it. Well, I know where some coyotes are if you want to lay some hate on them.
We need to.
Yeah. So... Last night, my camera took like 12 different pictures of coyotes.
Really?
Over there,
dude,
Jax.
Did I show you that big one I had?
He did. He showed it to
me. That's where I put Jaden. So the morning, Saturday morning, I was like, hey, if you see this coyote, you should shoot it. The thing looks like a miniature wolf.
Yeah, that's what Jared said.
He was eating corn. I'm like, bro.
One of mine was eating that mineral or that feed block from Domain.
Thinking to myself, well, you know, go find you a rabbit or something.
Yeah. Are you rationing around here? Well, cool. Well, that was our opening weekend story. So, hope everyone enjoyed it. And we'll be back next week to do another one. Better Anybody story. Got anything else?
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Anytime. We pretty much narrowed it down. It'll probably always be me, Cole, Jaden, and Steven. But we will also have guests every now and then. So, if you have somebody that you'd like to have on the show, tag them. Send them to us. We'll see what we can do. But as always, God bless and enjoy the hunt.